So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to day 10 of Part 2. So we're almost at the end of Part 2. Obviously, we're only sort of halfway through Heart Series 2 and there's still a long way to go with actually developing this technique to its full potential. And of course, we're not going to do that in just 40 days. This is very much an exercise for life, and it's something which continues to grow and to deepen. Like learning any new skill, the more you do it, I think the more you realize there is to learn, and there's a huge amount of value to sort of understanding the foundation, so you then can sort of take it further. I think the point from yesterday, just that idea of understanding that no matter what comes up in the meditation can always be fed into the meditation, arguably makes this one of the most useful exercises in the journey. It means that there's never a moment that you have to resist within the meditation. There's never a moment that you have to wish things were different, because actually in that moment you're making use of whatever arises. So do remember that if you feel that the mind's very busy, that you're struggling to concentrate, that you feel agitated in the body or achy in the body, that there's a particularly strong emotion present, no matter what that is, that can be used. It's as though it's almost sort of confirmation that something's happening, that the exchange is working, it's taking place. And we just imagine that that's the other person's difficulty and we've sort of taken that off them. And in our mind, we see that other person looking lighter and happier as a result. It's important that we don't sort of start to think that we actually are taking on something tangible, something physical, something heavy, but simply working with these ideas in the mind really starts to free things up, allows us to let go of a great deal of resistance. But of course, before we finish Part 2, we've still got today's exercise to do. So, as always, just take a moment or two, have a wriggle around and get comfortable. And then when you're ready, you can begin with some nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, as you close the eyes, immediately becoming more aware of all the other senses. Sounds, physical sensations. Just being aware of the space around you. as you just now begin to become more aware of those internal feelings, the sensations in the body itself. Not analyzing them, not judging them, just building up a picture of how the body feels and also of what kind of emotions are around at the moment. So as you check in and set up the right kind of attitude for the exercise today, just remembering that as part of your motivation, the idea that you're genuinely making a difference to those people around you by taking this time out for yourself, but that's a really central part of your motivation now. And knowing that there's nothing to do, nothing to create, nothing to achieve. Just letting your attention fall now to the breath, that feeling, that movement of the breath in the body. And just resting with that sensation, with nothing more to do, just for the next few minutes. So continuing to follow, to be aware of that movement of the breath. As that image comes to mind, and the exchange begins. Remember, as you continue to watch this exchange taking place, aware of the rise and the fall of the breath, the inhalation, the exhalation, just remembering that if you do experience any discomfort, physically, mentally, emotionally, to use that as part of the exercise, playing with those ideas of exchange. And just continuing in that way now. And when that person looks perfectly happy, at ease, rested, well, no longer carrying the weight of those difficulties or problems, just let go of that image. If I let go of any image, any focus, any distraction, just let the mind do whatever it wants to do right now. And now just bringing that attention back to the body. Noticing the weight of the body on the chair. And just checking in with each of the other senses. As you bring yourself back into that space around you, just gently opening the eyes. And just taking a moment to appreciate how you feel. And to be clear about your intention, to carry with you this awareness, this clarity, even if there's not necessarily a sense of calm, a clarity, an understanding of how you feel in this moment. Just carrying that awareness with you throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can sit back in the chair and congratulations, well done on completing part 2 of Heart Series 2. So in part 1, obviously, we were sort of building up the foundations of the exercise. You were focusing on yourself and sort of how you can skillfully work with those feelings of discomfort that arise in the practice. Now we're sort of taking that on to the next level. We're working with other people and we're being a bit more courageous in our willingness to not only share happiness but also to take on their difficulty. It really is such an incredible technique. There's so many different things involved and taking place. And as we go through parts 3 and 4, I'll continue to explain some of the dynamics that are sort of involved and taking place. But in terms of integrating this, do take the time, you know, to look for those opportunities in everyday life. This, of all the techniques that we've done so far on the Headspace journey, I think the ability, the willingness to apply it to everyday situations is where you'll see the sort of the real value. And you'll see the value in a very direct way, not only in how you feel in yourself, but also in your relationships and the way that you're able to communicate and relate to those people around you. As I say, there's still lots more to learn in parts 3 and part 4, but for now, very well done on finishing off the first 2 parts of Heart Series 2. And I look forward to seeing you back here for day 1 of part 3. I'll see you then.